It's time once again for It's a Good Life. Please join us as Dr. Lewis Woodard teaches and preaches from the King James Bible. Our prayer for you is that this program will help lift you to higher ground with our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Now, Dr. Woodard.
Looking at the book of Ephesians, and we're in chapter 3. Let's look just now at verse 14. It says, "For this cause I bow my knees unto the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ." Verse 15 goes on and says this, "Of whom the whole family in heaven and earth is named." Can you imagine that everyone who has trusted Christ is called Christian? That means that we are Christ-like. That means that according to what we looked at last time, the end of Christian is in, and that is a suffix. And it ties everything together. And that word in means that we have the same properties, the inherited characteristics of our Lord Jesus Christ, the attributes, the qualities. Well, that doesn't mean that we're God or that we are the Son of God. But wait a minute. The Bible says that we are sons of God, that we've been adopted into the family of the Lord Jesus Christ, and that makes him our elder brother, and that makes God in heaven our heavenly Father. So when we get saved, and I pray that you are saved, I am saved, and that makes us, those of us who have trusted Christ as Savior, that makes us the sons of God. But as we read that verse, in verse 15 it says, "Of whom the whole family in heaven and earth is named Christian." But notice, and we mentioned this the last time, we talked about this the last time, notice the family in heaven. In Revelation 19:1 it says, "And after these things, I heard a great voice of much people in heaven saying, Hallelujah, salvation and glory and honor and power unto the Lord our God, the Lord our God." So we know that there's a family in heaven, and that family waiting for people who are still here on this earth. And throughout all ages past, people have been waiting, and those people who have gone on before in the past, those people who are saved, who were saved, they're in heaven with their loved ones right now. But I'm sure possibly that you may have loved ones who have gone on before, and they're waiting for you in heaven. And one of these days, we're all going to be there. Those of us who have trusted Christ, we're going to be in heaven, just like the Bible tells us here, family in heaven. I'm going to read that verse again, Revelation 19:1. "And after these things, I heard a great voice of much people in heaven." There's many people in heaven. Some people believe that there's going to be more people in hell than in heaven. I don't believe that. I believe that the Lord is more powerful than the devil, that his message is greater than the devil's. And I believe there's going to be much people in heaven. And these people, it says in Revelation 19:1, they were saying, "Hallelujah, salvation and glory and honor and power unto the Lord our God." And we need to be paying close attention today as to how we approach our Lord, our God, and we need to approach our Savior the same way that Revelation 19:1 says, honor and power, glory and salvation unto the Lord our God. Hallelujah! Well, notice also that we are the family in the earth. Psalm 16:3 says, "But to the saints that are in the earth," we're saints, because we have trusted Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior. We didn't have to have a man say that we're a saint. No man could write down on a piece of paper and say that we are a saint, because there's only one way to become a saint, and that is through the Lord. But it says there in Psalm 16:3, "But to the saints that are in the earth," we're the saints of God, because we trusted Jesus as our Savior. We are the saints of the Lord here. And it says, "And to the excellent, in whom is all my delight." God delights in us because we have trusted his Son, Jesus Christ, as our Savior. Romans 8:16 says, "The Spirit itself beareth witness with our spirit that we are the children of God." We don't have to wait to be the children of God. We are already the children of God once we've trusted Jesus as our Savior. Romans 9:26 says, "And it shall come to pass that in the place where it was said unto them, ye," and that's Gentiles, "ye are not my people, there shall they be called the children of the living God. At one time, the Jews thought that they were the only ones who could be saved and go to heaven. But God said, that's not so. Every person in this world can know Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. We're all the same. We're all human beings, and every person in this world can be saved and go to heaven if they will simply trust the Lord Jesus Christ, his finished work on the cross of Calvary. You remember he shed his blood. And you remember as you study the Word of God, as he was on the cross just before he died, he said, it is finished. Well, that means that everything that he came to do, it was finished. He shed his blood so that people like you and I could be like him, the children of God. We could go to heaven because of his finished work. He said, it is finished, and he gave up the ghost. It was done. Nothing could stop it. It was taken care of. Now notice verse 16, Ephesians chapter 3. That he would grant you, according to the riches of his glory, to be strengthened with might by his Spirit in the inner man. Oh, how we need strength today in this world that we live in. How you and I who name the name of Christ need the power of God in our lives. We need to be lifted up constantly and reminded who we are and who our Savior is. We need to be happy today in the Lord. Now, things may be going pretty bad in this world right now, and things are bad. Things are looking bad. But we have a consolation in the Lord. And what are we to do? Because of the things around us can look terrible, and the world could be in a terrible shape, and it is. But what are we to do? 1 Corinthians 16:13 says, watch ye, stand fast in the faith, quit you like men, be strong. And I mentioned before in one of our other studies that we're not to give up, we're not to throw in the towel, we're not to lose heart, but we're to stand fast in the Lord. We're to watch, we're to keep our eyes open. And it says there in that verse, 1 Corinthians 16:13, quit you like him, be men, be strong. Now, ladies, that doesn't leave you out. You're to be a woman of virtue. You're to be strong in the Lord, just like men. We're to stand fast and be together, stand together, and be strong for the Lord. Colossians 1:11 says, strengthened with all might. It's all might of the Almighty God that gives us the strength we need. Strengthened with all might according to his glorious power, unto all patience and long-suffering, with joyfulness. There's only one way to have real joy in this world, and that is to know Jesus Christ as Savior. He gives all joy. And by the way, he gives all peace. He gives the peace that passes all understanding. There's no other way to have the peace of God other than through Jesus Christ. Philippians 4:19 says, but my God shall supply all your need according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. Now, we need to pray, and we need to trust God for our needs. Now, many times I've actually heard Christians who complain and said, you know, I've prayed for things and God just didn't give them to me. I wanted something and God just didn't answer my prayer. Well, maybe he did answer your prayer and you didn't even realize it. Paul the Apostle said in Philippians 4:19 that we just read, my God shall supply all your need according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus. Jesus Christ supplies our need. He gives us what we have need of. And sometimes we pray for things that we don't need. And God sometimes will say, well, you don't need that. And in fact, I believe that sometimes when we pray for something, it could actually cause us more harm than good. And God knows that. And it's not that he doesn't answer our prayer. He does answer the prayer because he's all-knowing and he's everything. And he knows what we have need of even before we ask for it. But remember, if you ask God for something and you don't get it right away, don't quit. Ask him again, and you need to add this to your prayer. Lord, if it be your will. He knows better than we do. He knows what we need, and he knows what will harm us. So don't give up on the Lord. You keep praying, and you ask God to give you the knowledge and the strength that you need to keep on keeping on, strengthened with all might, according to Colossians 1:11, according to his glorious power, unto all patience, waiting patiently, and long-suffering with joyfulness. Now, verse 17 of Ephesians chapter 3. It says there that Christ may dwell in your hearts by faith, that ye being rooted and grounded in love. I don't know if you realize it or not, but Paul is praying for us today. He not only prayed for these people at Ephesus, but he's praying for us today that we would be grounded, we would be rooted, grounded and rooted in love. Well, verse 17 says that, and Colossians 2:7 says rooted. It uses the word rooted here. Colossians 2:7 says, rooted and built up in him, and established in the faith, as ye have been taught, abounding therein with thanksgiving. In everything that we do, we are to give thanksgiving to the Lord. Our lives, we need to be giving thanksgiving to the Lord. Established in the faith, Colossians 2:7 says. And I remind you that faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Just as the word of God will reach to the heart of a man before he is saved, or a woman before she is saved, that word of God goes in, and it is quick and powerful. And faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God, so that God speaks to the heart of that unsaved person and says, you need to be saved. You need to trust Jesus as your Savior. Well, that same faith, that same word, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Our faith is increased as we get into the word of God. And that Colossians 2:7 says, as ye have been taught, abounding therein with thanksgiving. When we grow in his grace and knowledge, we grow in the faith that we need as Christians to be strong in the Lord, always abounding therein with thanksgiving. And notice in verse 17, the term dwell in your hearts. Well, Paul is praying that Christians would have a very close and intimate union with Christ by faith. It is Christ who effectively dwells in the Christian without partiality. He makes no difference with anyone. I mean, we're all treated the same. And in fact, the Bible teaches us that God is no respecter of persons. We're all the same. We need Jesus as Savior, and as we get saved, we need him to lead us and guide us. And he gives us what we need. Christ gives his gracious influences and assistances by the quickening power of the Holy Spirit. And you see, Paul also prays that we would be rooted and grounded with love in our hearts. Now, we need to love the brethren. You and I, as saved people, we need to love each other and help each other along the way in this life. Some Christians are having a difficult time. We need to pray for them. And if we can, we need to help them in whatever way we is possible that we could help them. But we need to lift each other up. And I'm sure there's times when you're down, when you feel like throwing in the towel. But I can only say, as Paul says, don't quit. Don't throw in the towel. You keep on keeping on. Keep looking up, because your redemption draws nigh. Jesus Christ could come back at any moment and say, come up hither. And we look forward to that, to one day that we're going to be with the Lord. But you know, it makes no difference if he comes back in the air right now, or if this breath of life leaves me right now. I'm going to be with the Lord. And you will too, if you know Jesus as your Lord and Savior. Serve him today. Let him lead and guide you. Love the Lord. Love others as he has loved you.